Almost wherever you are in the world, you could soon find it easier to locate an expert from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine to help with any public health issue you're faced with. That's because the Rockefeller Foundation has awarded $100,000 to the school to strengthen its global network of more than 12,000 former staff and students who now work in around 190 countries. Project leader Alice Perry told me what their aims are.
Ultimately, it's to pursue the school's mission to improve health worldwide through research and teaching, informing policy and practice. If you look at natural disasters or rapid response situations, if you're able to connect a lot of people with different health skills in those kind of situations very quickly, the benefits they can bring to their own communities are just fantastic. Also for capacity building, for informing policy. If we've got a project that at the school that we want to get moving in another country, we've got connections with the policy makers and policy champions in those countries. That's fantastic for the school. If we can connect people within that health network and put them in touch with each other, people can really take advantage of the benefits of their degrees, which is something that has been lacking in the past. We did an alumni dinner in Uganda, and the Vice President, Professor Gilbert Wakenya, is an alumnus of the school. He was a guest speaker at the event, and he was speaking about how everywhere he's been stationed in his whole career, whether it's in Africa, in Europe, in America, even in Papua New Guinea, many of his colleagues were LSHTM alumni. But, you know, they've been informally connecting with each other, and we want to be able to bring them all in centrally and offer them lots of benefits, especially this online database where you'll be able to put in your name, your country, your field of interest and find people either in your country or in your subject area. And that way people can really get in touch with other experts in their fields and work together.
So wherever you are, there may be public health issues which could be local and you may think are purely local, but the London School is there to contribute all sorts of things, is that it?
Oh, that's exactly it, yes. Wherever people are in the world, there'll be alumni working there who'll be interested in their activities in their communities, from local communities through to the wider global health network. It's something that's very important for everyone across the board.
Do you really think this will, however, make a difference to global public health?
Definitely. If you look at the positions some of our alumni have, we've got heads of state, we've got ministers of health in developing countries around the world. We've got presidents of the American Society of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the vice president of the UN Foundation for Global Health. He's also an alumnus. But if you look at the contribution our alumni have made throughout history, throughout the last 110 years anyway, to public health, then you can see the impact the school's had, and through the network stretching out across the world, the impact that alumni do have, whether it's in their local communities or on a much wider international scale.
Alice Perry, who's the Alumni Relations Manager at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.